the odor is bomb. Oh, grace of cover to speak here. Start the day on a tire way. So today I noticed in shul, there's one notice, start the day on a tire way. There's another notice about ending the day on a tire way. So if it comes out that if you make another program of the middle, starting the tire in the middle of the day, then you'll be living in Koyla all day. I'm going to speak a few words. When I got to the parasha, I was just thinking of starting off. I had the big schia in Eretz Yisrael to learn under Barry Finkel. Now, Barry Finkel, he was the mashgiach in me. Afterwards, he moved over to Brachfeld. So he once told me a moed kavod, which I think that's mamish, starting the day on the Torah way, is mamish, really is founded by David HaMelech. Founded by, you know, you have by Shiva's Modchad Tzadik, it says that it's founded by Modchad Tzadik. I think starting the day in a Torah way is founded by David HaMelech. Because he showed me a Rashi in Tehillim. It says in the Pasuk, Pesach Tavarecha Yorim Bevin Pesoyim. When you start your words, so Rashi says, over there in Tehillim, it's not such a known Rashi. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started off Maisa Bereishis, he said, Yehi Oy, there should be light. Says Rashi, Mishom Yavinu Hakil V'Yiftuchu B'Divrei Torah. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he started off the Bria with Divrei Torah. He said, Yehi Oy. So too, says Rashi, we should start off, whenever you start off, you should start off with Divrei Torah. So we see from Rashi, Gvald Gazach, if you have a meeting, wherever you have, always when you start off with Divrei Torah. So L'chayr, the starting the day on the Torah way was founded by this pasuk. I'm not sure if they knew this pasuk, but I'll go upon him. The pasuk in Tehillim that David HaMelech said that when you start off, whenever you start off at the beginning, you start off with Divrei Torah. So that's Baruch Hashem, I'm very happy we can be mekayim it today. Also, Baruch Hashem, I'm very happy also that my yeshiva in Gateshead, Nesivas HaTorah, so the bochum were here last night for Chasna. And even though they went to bed at 1 o'clock, Baruch Hashem is still here, Rubo Kekulam. So I'm happy at least that one day they're starting off on Maya Chrayas. I know that they've learnt. They should make sure to keep it up every day. Okay, Parashas Mishpatim is a very long one to speak about. I understand I've got till 9:10 till 9:50. And I know always that people prefer that one finishes early rather than finishing late. So I'm not going to speak on the whole parasha. So I hope we'll just take out one small parasha over here. The MS is, it's very known in the Shaila, why is there no mitzvah of midas in the Torah? In the Torah there's no mitzvah of midas. Oh, balachta bedrochov, yeah.
Balachta bedrochov.
The MS is, I think they say from Rav Chaim Vital, because derech eretz kodma la Torah. So really, the midas really starts before Parshas Bereishis. My father always says over, they say over from Kivega, why the Gemara starts always with daf beis amud aleph. So what's on daf aleph amud aleph? So nowadays it's not such a big shaila because you have about 20 pages before all the ilu nishmasas. But the Gemara used to start right at the beginning when you open the Gemara, it started with the base of Madalaf, the old Gemaras. So what's written on Daf Aleph or Madalaf? So Rav Kivega said that on Daf Aleph or Madalaf it says in big letters, Rishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. That means you don't manage to see it like black or white, but that's what's there, Rishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. So Pshat is because Midas Tak is before we start the Torah. Oh, Midas is Taka, before we start the Torah, is Taka, Derech Eretz is Kodma La Torah, it's all before. So the point I was thinking of saying here on the parasha, we've got a very geshmaka parasha over here in the Torah of Priko Tina. So I'll explain Beis Hashem Abyssal what we see. We learn from here Priko Tina, which Shmai says, we learn from here Muridika Midas from this parasha alone about how to run through the Derech HaChaim. We've got here in the parasha, Let's find where it is. Chof Gimel. Chof Gimel Pasuk Hey. Oh. It's one, the whole parish over here is two Pasukim. Starts off with Kisirka. We're going to go on the second Pasuk. Pasuk Hey. Kisir Chamoy Senach Rui Beitz Tachas Masoy. You see a chamoy of your enemy. Probably over here no one has enemies, I also don't. But Lamaisa, the Gemara says, you can have, enemy means also someone who's over Dva Avera. We'll speak about that, Be'ez Hashem. If it's someone has an Avera, maybe it's a guy who, you see a Re'e Dva Erba, we'll speak about that later. Re'e Vitzach Masois, you see this chamoy crouching under its heavy burden. V'chadalto ma'azivlo, and you refrain yourself from helping him, says the Pasuk, no, Oziv Tazev Imoy. You have to make sure to help. You see this chamoy, which is mamish crouching under the load. It's getting terrible, terrible backache. It seems that not only people have back trouble, also chamoyim do. And we see in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "In Rishonim k'malachim, onuk b'nei adam." In Rishonim k'bnei adam. I think it says onuk chamoy. No. So we see we've got a common denominator. I once said they say a murid kavod. What's trying Rishonim k'malachim? If the Rishonim, what's a Suffolk here? Are the Rishonim Kamalachim or not? You know, what's, and without a Suffolk, Bichlal. If we look at the Rishonim Kamalachim, then we're Bnei Adam, we're human. If we think that the Rishonim are Bnei Adam, then we're Pashta, Festa, Geshmaka, Chamoyim. That is the Almo Mikuptach of the Rishonim Kamalachim. What? Yeah, but they're still Malachim. Rabbi Baruch Be'er, when he used to say Rashi, he always used to say Rashi HaKodesh. It's not the Hiddiger Rashi. And so once by Baruch Be'er, there was a bocho who asked Rabbi Baruch Be'er in Shia, every time you say Rashi, you have to say Rashi HaKodesh. So Rabbi Baruch Be'er straight away asked, has anyone got over here a pair of scissors? Rabbi Baruch Be'er gave him a pair of scissors, Rabbi Baruch Be'er did Kriya. And I said, Shalya, Rabbi Baruch Be'er told a shit. Why did he tell a shit? As if Rabbi Baruch Be'er asks why every time you say Rashi, you have to say Rashi HaKodesh, it means he doesn't understand the Rishonim Kamalachim. Rabbi Baruch Be'er did Kriya off in Platz. I think he wanted to demonstrate to the Talmidim, what is the Rashi? Agaponim, there's a very interesting over here. Rashi says over here, one word in Rashi, the Chadalta Ma'azoivnoi. So Rashi says, Bitzmiya, question. Bitzmiya, the Chadalta Ma'azoivnoi, and you stop to help him. What's this Bitzmiya over here? What's the question? So Rabbi Michal Feinstein explains, Amuri de Kavot, he says that the Torah over here is saying a question. The Torah is saying, you see a chamoy who's crouching under his burden. There's a terrible problem over here. The owners are standing on the side. You've got this chamoy over here, which has this heavy pekeluch. And because he's your enemy, you won't help him. The Torah is saying over here, Lashem Bitzmiya, because he's your enemy, a Yiddish mensch, don't nish helfen at Sveta. How can it be such a thing that a Yid won't help the Bitzmiya? What Rashi says here, the Torah is questioning. Can there be such a thing that you won't help another Yid? I wrote down the Lashon because it's a gorgeous Lashon from Michal Feinstein. He says, V'ayinu da'akos of Toma, the Pasuk is questioning, She'yachtul ma'zribli machma sinna, because he hates him, you shouldn't help him. Ki zed baba plia le'nefesh, they say this, a pele, for a Jewish soul. She'mishvul sinna yis'akiv milazir eschavei, you shouldn't help your friend when he's in a tzor because he's your enemy. The Torah is saying it doesn't make sense, such a thing. The Bitzmiya, the Moritik of Pshat in Rashi, the Bitzmiya is the Torah saying, how could it be such a thing that because he's your enemy, you shouldn't help him? Says the Pasuk, Vaita, Ozoiv Tazib Imoy. We've got a mitzvah de Raisa to help him. When I heard this word, Rav Michal Feinstein, so I was thinking, Taka, there was a Rav in Eretz Yisrael, I used to learn with him, it was called Rav Weisfish. Very choshev Rav.
From Lederman?
No, not from Lederman. Maybe he's a relative of that one, but not from there. There's no Chumash Bereshis here. It says, Lishkafalach. Shkoyach. It says in the parash over there, when Moshe Rabbeinu was in the water. So it says in the Pasuk, V'hinei hanar boicha. The nar was boicha. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu called a nar? Oh, that's one pshat taka. It was boicha kanar. There's a Moridu Kabbalah Turin, which he showed me. And he showed me also the Cheskunia Sofa. The Balaturim says, Nar Boich is Aaron. Aaron was the Nar who was crying on the side. The Chazkuni says the hemshuch of the pasuk is Vatoyimem liyalde ha'ivrim zeh. When she saw Aaron HaKohen, says the Balaturim, one word he adds on, lefichach. Lefichach, she said that's miyalde ha'ivrim. What's this lefichach over here? As pshat is, if you see a brother standing on the side crying, then you chap as this must be a Jewish child. Because only a Jew cries for the other one. So when she saw, she's standing over there by the oil, and she sees the brother, Aaron HaKohen, crying, it must be it's a Jewish baby. By the goyim pshat is, when they go in the water, they tell them, l'chaim l'sholem, you know, have a safe life. Actually, it helps them all. I heard the maisa all. There was someone who was drowning in the water. And they were trying to save him. It was mamish. He was gasping for air over there. So someone shouted to him, give regards to the Levyosom. The maisa, the guy all of a sudden started mamish, swimming, and he got back. So that's an after, you know, Itaki got back. What are you saying in regards to the Levyosom? So he said, pshat is, this guy was drowning. He needed to get one joke, and that joke will give him the extra koichos to get. So that's exactly what happened. He said, regards to the Levyosom, everything was fine. Baal Kaponim, a Yiddisha yingel, pshat is, he cries for the other person. So it says, Vatimem yalde or ivrim zeh, pshat is, then they started chapping. Oh, those are Yiddisha kins. So we're saying over here, in this parasha over here, you got an enemy. And he's got his chamor over there. And he's in a terrible sorrow. His chamor is crouching with his burden. So some people would say, ah, Baruch Hashem, my enemy is getting back. You know, he deserves it. We're going to see in the Gemara later. It's afilo as someone who did an aveira. Maybe he deserves it. You know, people are very, very big into other people deserving ownership from Shemayim. But the man said, midaf animal zogon, but someone else have something else. So someone else, Nebuch. If it happens to oneself, maybe one can start with the Inshim and Hashemayim. So pshat is, when one sees the Chamir Senach of Haket, is the Amitza Teraisa, Oziv Taziv Imi, one has to take a help out. My father told me that when his, by the Nazi, in Yimach Shemam in Hungary, there was his uncle, he had an uncle, at the end of his life he lived in Germany. The Nazis in Yimach Shemam were giving shekel chamakas to his uncle. In the middle of the street over there, they never needed much tzirutzim in order to do it. And my father's father, who was a brother, he saw the Nazim giving a petch to his father. I'm sorry, not to his brother, giving petch to his father. And he couldn't refrain himself. He wanted to go over to the Nazim. He was ready, going towards the Nazim to give the Nazim a patch. How are you starting up with my father? And his brother, in the last second, pulled him back. Pulled him back in the last second. And he said that if his brother wouldn't have pulled him back, he would have started up with the Nazi and would have been killed straight away. I'm just bringing this for an example. One sees that every person for his father, for his relative, he has a moridic instinct that straight away, if you see something happening, straight away, you go and give petra, you don't start working out what's going to be the consequences. So here we're saying over here that every yid, pshatis, has to feel for another yid. And therefore, even if it's an enemy, one has to go out in order to help him. The Emes says we've got another mitzvah in the Torah of giving tzedakah. And it says there in the Torah, Nosin titein loy b'lo yira levavoy. So it says you should give tzedakah and you shouldn't have a bad heart. I don't understand. You give tzedakah £1,000. What do you mean by lo yira levavoy? So Rabbi Yehuda says it's not enough just to give tzedakah. You have to make sure that when you give it, you feel happy. Now, more you give a guy money and then you hear them saying very, very quietly in the ear, Baruch Shapitrani, see you next year. But you know, you see when the door closes, it closes with more of a geschmack than it opened. You know, like when it opened, like it opens like a crack. When it closes, the gate has a bang, has a. It's not impossible. Yeah, the vodka. Pshat is when you give, pshat is you have to be happy. So you see over here also, pshat is over here by Ozim Tazi, there's a Muridic Targum. The Targum says, Mishpik Tishpik Mod the Belibach. You should refrain from what's in your heart. Pshat over here, in the midst of Ozim Tazi, it's not enough. I remember Rabbi Baruch Finkel, Zichr Tzadik Levrocha. He writes in a sefer, that you see from this Targum, if a person just helps the Chamoyrus under the Matsoi, it's not enough. Pshat is, he has to leave what's in his heart. What does that mean? That means Pshat is, he has to feel to himself, I'm so happy to help him. I is my enemy. The Seder is my enemy, but I'm going to do it. So I want to show you a Gemara, a Muridika Gemara over here. Which from this Gemara Taka, we see how far does it go. This inin of midas, of forcing oneself to do something, and one's heart should be happy, even though it's against his teva completely. The Gemara says like this in Eilim Metzias. I was very happy, Baruch Hashem, I just came along to it now, with my chavrusa,
It just worked out exactly right for starting the day on the Torah way. Okay. The Gemara says like this.
Prika comes before Tiina. What does that mean? To unload the animal comes before loading animal. That means if you've got two donkeys, one donkey you have to unload, he's got on him a shmer peckle. Then the donkey is walking, nice, kishmak, and he's got loads of pecklech on the bottom. The balim, they need help over here. They've got no way they can load the animal. Says the Gemara that prika comes before tiina. You can, which one do you do first? Well, if you're going to do one. You first unload that guy's animal, Reuven's animal, and only afterwards you load Shimon's animal. Why? What? Tzar Balechai. Tzar Balechai was the whole shayla Tzar Balechai. When the animal's got this peklach on him, there's a muridik at Tzar Balechai over here. The animal's in muridik pain. And therefore, you have to make sure to first help that animal. The animal's not loaded, he's got no Tzar Balechai. He's happy to eat grass a bit more without having this peklach on his back. So first you do prika, you take that load off in order not to make Tzar Balechai. And afterwards you do Tina.
Says the Gemara, Umuri de Kazakh. It's Mabel al-Arai in this Gemara. I think if one sees this Gemara and one understands it, one sort of admits for life.
Just sometimes we forget you have to do Chazara. Oh, Zadim Mare. If you've got one animal of a guy who's your friend, best friend, we're in Dira together. You got one animal of a guy who's a friend.
He's your friend. He's got this heavy peklach.
And then you've got another animal. Who's your soina? He's your enemy. So you've got your best friend who has this animal with this heavy, heavy pekulach. And then you've got another behemoth which needs to be loaded. And who's standing on the side? Your enemy. Ah, geschmacka enemy. And you're waiting to give this enemy back.
Zad Gemara, muridik achidish. Muridik achidish.
Says the Gemara, you first do te'ina before prika. Now, Tzar Balechaim is menat soira. You've got this animal of your best friend standing over here with his peklach on his back, and your mamish have to help him, because if not, the animal, his back is going. He's got muridik tsar. You hear the chamor, he's crying out. And your best friend is waiting on the side for help. You've got this enemy over here. He's got his peklach. You have to load it. He becomes first. The enemy comes first. A pele. Tsar balechayim. Says the Gemara two words. Three words. Four words. Lochov es yitzroi odif. To force your yitzahara is more important than Tzar Balechayim. So you got one animal of prika, Tzar Balechayim. But that animal's with my enemy. Lochov es yitzroi, to force your yitzahara is more chashuv. What's pshat? Tzar Balechayim, the raisa. It's a pele in the Gemara. Tzar Balechayim is min atzoira. Let's leave alone the enemy and the guy you love. Not because of your... You're not going to do what's called your PLR, what's it called? PR. Oh, PR, sorry. You're not doing it for your public relations, that's what it means. For your guy who you love. Oh, you got Tzar Balechayim! Lochov es yitzroi is a very, very special mitzvah. You're claiming it's malachta bedrochov. It's not a mafrusha mitzvah, lochov es yitzroi. Here, you got your Tzar Balechayim! There's a mori de kavod. I wanted to say the vod called the Neidib Yehuda. I saw Michal Skinov says the vod. Tzar Balechayim is only osa. It's only osa. If you're not going to have any hano,
as far as I remember, I didn't see it now, the Neidib Yehuda has a tshuva, are you allowed to hunt animals? Go around with a revolver, whatever you do, to hunt animals, what do you do? Probably there's better machines than that.
A rifle! Are you allowed to go around with a rifle to hunt animals or not? Lamei said, so muri de hano. So it could be allowed to, because for your hano, for your benefit, you're allowed to. Because the Mukhi Yosef says, Tzar Balechayim is only osa. There's no gain. If you have gain, you're allowed to. I mean, how are you allowed to take, maybe probably kill it first, okay, but you know, everyone's going around with these heavy cashmere coats. You know, where's that coming from? It's coming from some animal. It says 100% wood inside, if you can believe it, but it's some percent. So at the end of the day, how can the territory is, you're allowed to have hanor from animals, there's no Tzar Balechayim. So I saw the Minchas Chinuch Mamash says this word over here. He says here, the Gemara is telling you, Lochuf es Yitzroi Odif. He says, if you have hanor sakuf, you're allowed to do Tzar Balechayim. So what about for hanor sanefesh? You're waking here the Yitzahara. You've got your enemy standing on the side, and you're thinking to him, you're thinking to yourself, jolly well, it serves him right. And you're forced to Yitzahara. Yeah, I mean, hello! So there's no Tzar Balechayim at all!
It's moridik. There's no tzar balechaim. I'm having an awe.
I want to read you the Losh of Menachos Chinuch. The Menachos Chinuch says, the tzar balechaim hutar letzirich b'nei adam. Vim letzirich haguf hutar kol shekein letzirich hanefesh. Letzirich hanefesh. Over here you're working on your midas. You know what hanor that is? It's tremendous hanor.
Even if you don't feel it, it's still not an awe, because at the end of the day, you're conquering Yitzhar, Lochuf es Yitzhar. So there's no Tzar Balechayim over here. I've got Tzar Balechayim of this guy who I love, I want to help him. Instead, I'm doing Tina. I'm working on my Yitzhar. Working on the Yitzhar, says the Menachos Chinuch, is a kol shekein. If for the Tzoyach HaGuf, yeah, Lahanos HaGuf, you're allowed to do Tzar Balechayim, kol shekein at Tzoyach HaNefesh. So one sees over here, it's a major chiddush over here. That pshat is tzurich hanefesh is the biggest hanor which a person can have to be lochuf es yitzroi. I think from the Chofetz Chaim it's mashma nishta zei.
The Zilin Nechaz Chinuch. Because the Chofetz Chaim declares a shayla. What happens?
The Gemara says that soin is before oyiv. What happens? We've always got a klal mipsor chal tisali. Right? Charity starts at home first. Ask the neshpach of always makvit. First thing is to give the siblings. Each one gives each other. Then it gets back eventually. Afterwards, you carry on. So, what happens if I've got one chamor of my relative, and the other chamor is not my relative, but the relative is, but the one who's not the relative, he's your soina. Would you also say over there that the ti'ina goes over the mile of helping out your relative? As I declare the Chofetz Chaim. So you see, Chofetz Chaim learns that mamash pushes away yisurim. It pushes away mifsor chal to salim also. Okay. I want to say a maisa. I was thinking, ich will sagen a maisa, but lochuf es yitzroi. So I was thinking, welcha maisa made on me, akoponim, the biggest impact of someone who's lochuf es yitzroi. So Baruch Hashem, I've got a book which I bought in Eretz Yisrael about 20 years ago. There's a gewaltige maisa's dot, and it could be the ilam no the maisa, but Reb Shlomo Shadron used to say it over. It's brought down in his sefer as well. And I want to say how he said it over. Also, the Muridika Maisa, which you see how the Gedolim, I mean, the Maisa, everyone, I suppose everyone's supposed to do it, the Gemara here is not only for Gedolim, but was that Muridika Maisa by the Gedolim, how they were Lochuf es Yitzroi. So I bring that Maisa as being in the Stei Chemet. The Stei Chemet was a Rav at the beginning in some town in Russia, probably in a town, afterwards, he was the Rav of Chevron, the city of Chevron. Brings him Shon Shadon as a Maisa. There's again Eina Yid in Yishalayim, who's called Rabbi Yisuf Lomja. This Rabbi Yisuf Lomja was very close to the Stei Chemet. He once came into the Stei Chemet and he sees the Stei Chemet has a smile on his face. He was ready, an old Rav there of Hebron. Kids, he's wondering, you know, what's happening over here. So the Stei Chemet says, I'll tell you what I just reminded myself about now. Stei Chemet is again as a Maisa as a Emesa Maisa. Nowadays, Emesa Maisa is a Grisa Grisa Chiddush. Most maises are emes which could have happened. Oh, this is mamish, a maise shahoya mamish. A maise in the Stei Chemet. He was a younger man in Russia. There was someone over there in Russia who held out over there the koidel. This one was a small koidel. There was less people sit than sitting in the room by the starting of the day on the tailway. It was not that koidel. The Stei Chemet was a younger man who was a muridika masmid. A muridika masmid. Everyone knew that he's the chachka of the Inga man. The chachka of the Inga man, as he's the mamish of Hongo to London. And the gevir was supported the koilel. You know, every person who gives money for the koilel, they want the money's worth. He was, you know, he liked very, very much this Inga man, the Stei Chemet. He sat and learned with a zah, smother. There was one person who used to come in the Beis Medrash, Anol Talin. He had a very, very big jealousy on the Stei Chemet. A very big jealous on the Stei Chemet, as that, you know, as Mizet Eina, what's the Gvir's Makarev, you know? Why is the Gvir Makarev him, not me? I, because he's more of a Masmid. People don't always understand that. So he decided, you know, we're going to finish this off. Is the Maises given? As if Shon Shadon is serving the Maisa. This is it's a Shekel Chazach. But it's been a Maisa. The cleaner over there, the goat over there who cleans up the Beis HaMedrash, he told the cleaner, I'm giving you money in order that you should be moitzi laz on the Stei Chemet. You should stay as the Stei Chemet got gotton da gris aveira. And like this, is the Zayna, you know, the Stei Chemet will be, you know, the Gvir won't have any more connection with him, we're going to finish him off completely. I'm sure you man that the Stei Chemet is going to leitom ta'am chet. Oh, yeah, the guy wants to give him back.
The kids, he pays the cleaner money, she's very happy, versteht sich, a bissel Geld, kesef yane sakil. And she comes in the morning, in the early hours of the morning, when the stechemet was there, before everyone was there, she comes running out in the street. And this person who had rented this lady was ready standing there, you know, ready for action. And he came running in. He made us now balagan. This young man is getona avira. And the kids said the ganze oilom or mamish coughing away. We have to throw him out. We have to throw him out. He was sitting there to call the lady. When all of them being a damn out, getona avira, we have to throw him out. So they run to the Gvi's house, and they tell the Gvi, you can't even imagine what's at geton yet. This young man was sitting in the kuil at getona avira. The kid said, the Gvi, you know, he knows this guy is mamish a kodesh v'toy. These things don't happen so quickly. In those days, there was no internet. It don't happen so quickly, those things. He says, I'll come and check it out myself. Yeah. Go back to learn, I'll come and check out myself. He comes half an hour later into the kuil. He stands there by the beam of this Gvi. Weiss the Gvi has got a little seichel ichet. It happens, amol. And he stands over there and he looks at this younger man over there. What a zed, as the younger man, horrible to learn him. What a visish was tutsa, no, what's going on, bichlal. And his mom is licking and learning. The Gvig, after half an hour looking at this younger man, he gives a bang on the bima. And he said, Rabbi Isa, this younger man is a Kodesh. Anyone who speaks about him is out the koilo. And also this cleaner who made this whole balagan, he sacked her. Sure. As they're going to buy, so they heard it from the Gvig. So I'm a shefer stand and they want to get the, you know, the paycheck at the end of the week, you know, so everyone kept quiet. Sure. The mice are quiet and down. A few days later, when the stechemet is there early before damning learning, it comes into the Beis HaMedrash Yena Goita. When Yena Goita comes over Mamish Bebchias Mamish, she tells the stechemet, I'll tell you the story, I was rented by this guy to be Moitzi Laz on you. And Lamaisa, it wasn't, I didn't want to do it, he paid me money, and now I'm sacked, I haven't got any job, Bichlal. I want to now spread the story that it wasn't my fault, I was Moitzi Laz on you, and then I'll get back my job, and I'm going to spread it around. And this Maisa is a Moitzi, it's Mamisha Maisa for Rishonim Kamalochim. This day, Chemet thought to himself like this. He said, Mitzad Echot, he felt so easy now, Baruch Hashem, the Maisa is going to be Mufursum. It's not going to be on me Laz anymore. Everyone's going to know I didn't do anything. Then he thought to himself, 1 second. If we're going to be Mefaras in this story, it's going to be such a huge Chil Hashem. Such a huge Chil Hashem. That someone rented a Goisha, a cleaner to be Moitzi Laz on a Gaman who's sitting and learning. It's going to be a huge Chil Hashem. I can't have this Chil Hashem. So he was thinking to himself, this is Mamish HaMaiser HaBaisai for Lochufes Yitzroi. Lochufes Yitzroi. He said to the cleaner, I don't want you to spread the story. The only one should think it was me, I don't want you to spread the story. Better what I'm going to do is, I'll go to another rich person, that he should agree to employ you for another cleaning job. You'll get your money. Shalom Al Yisrael. This cleaner was delighted. Wasn't geschmack for that she should be Mefarsen. He should be Mefarsen that she did this thing. Shalom. He went to Gvi. And the Gvi was masking to employ this cleaner, and no one knew, whoever still believed in this story, this younger man said, Bishas Maisa, when he went to this Gvi to employ the lady, he came out and suddenly his head opened, his head opened and Kol HaTorah Kula came to him. Kol HaTorah Kula came to him. And the Maisa, those who look in the Sforum, the Stechemet, it was before all the computers were around, it was before the, you know, what's it called, the Oitzah Talmud and all these things. You look in the Stechemet, it's just Nishna Mal, it's phenomenal, the Diyos was his door. In the Chalokim of the Stechemet, on Kol HaTorah Mamish, he said his head opened up by this Maisa. He felt all of a sudden like Shporku was just giving him down Epsa Shefa. Oh, but when I'm thinking to myself, on myself, Lochuf Es Yitzru, it's Nishna Mal Azach Bechlal. Not to be Mefarsen. Why? Because the Chil Hashem is going to be bigger. Ich mein, as me lehnt the Gemara for Loch of Yitzroi, that you see, you have to help out a sign, the Loch of Yitzroi. Ich mein, Eloch has sign, God me zed, a younger man, and he couldn't come from a cheshpoinus, that what's with him, what's going to be with him, with his children, of a Chil Hashem, he didn't open his mouth. Taisa says in Bom Metzia, not in Bom Metzia, in Psachim, I'm sorry. Taisa says in Psachim, what Soina are we talking about here that you have to help? If it's your enemy, really, you're not really supposed to have enemies. It's definitely not Alachatchila, and B'dievet also one shouldn't have. So Taisa says in Psachim, we're talking about a guy who did an Aveira. We're talking about someone who did an Aveira, but you can't give Eidus because you are Eid Echad. But it's a mitzvah to hate him. So there's a huge question over here. If there's a mitzvah to hate him, so why are you helping him? There's a mitzvah to hate him. You're not supposed to become his friend now. If a guy did an Aveira, you can't go to Beis Din because you're Eid Echad. There's a mitzvah to hate him. So says Tisus in Psochim, let's see what daf it is. Kufyut Gimel. Says Tisus in Psochim, if you hate your friend is going to hate you. It's an amazing thing. Tosafot brings a pasuk in Mishlei, Kamayim haponim leponim, King Leva Adam. If you hate someone, that guy hates you automatically. Even if you don't tell him that you hate him, if you hate him, he hates you. There's a magnetic pull between people. That's why they say, if you have a fight with someone you want to make up, even without going over to him, just sit down and think, I like this guy, I love him, he'll love you automatically. Has Eishli done pasuk in Mishlei? Kamayim ponem ponem kein leva adam. So Tosafot says, therefore, if you hate this guy because he did an Aveira and you won't help him, you're going to come to a sin of Gemurah. What does that mean, a sin of Gemurah? It means the hatred is going to go up a drop. For the hatred to go up a drop, that's why you have to help him. So you see, a pele de kazach. We're talking about over here a guy who you're supposed to hate. He did an Aveira. But it's going to come to a bit more, sin of Gemurah. Because it comes to a sin of Gemurah, says the Alto Slabotsky, you see how far Midas goes. In order that it shouldn't be just the normal sinner, sinner Gemurah, a bit more, you might have to help. That's how far Midas goes. Kedei lochof es yitzrei. There's a moritic avot of that flaw, where he says over here, the kamayim ponim leponim. You see how things work automatically. In Parashas Toldos, yeah, when Rivka told Yaakov, when should he come back? When should he come back? He's running away now from his brother Esav. Nishkan Posh Tamatzov, we think nowadays only brothers fight. Ready started and Parshas told us. Baruch Hashem, I must say, I run the yeshiva with my brother, we get on, don't worry. Who? Oh, Kain and Havel, richtig. You mean told us was already deep into history. But there was a reason why Yaakov hated Esav. He hated him because he did bad. So when Rivka told Yaakov, when can he come back? So what did she say? Till the rage of your brother goes away. And then the pasuk carries on and said, Ad shuv afochicha mincha, till it goes back from you. So I don't understand. It says in the pasuk, Ad ashet toshuv chamasochicha, till Esav is not angry. And then it says, Ad shuv afochicha mincha, till Yaakov is not angry. What's going on over here? Says that flaw, which I think is a Moritic Maramokim from this Tosfos, because it works Kamayim ponim leponim. So Rivka was telling Yaakov, Esau now is very angry with you. You know why? Because you hate him. You're supposed to hate him. He did a lot of Aviris. When you start feeling that your hatred has gone down, because we'll see that he's doing Shuvah, then Esau's hatred will also go down. Because it works Kamayim ponim leponim. It goes both ways together. When you see that his hatred goes down, yours will also. Moritic. I want to say two more marmakoimis. I've got 5 minutes and 45 seconds. So I want to say noch zwei geschmacke Sachen. One is a balaturim. Over here in the pasuk by Rivitz Tachas Masoi, says the balaturim, there's three times that it says Rivitz. Does anyone know what the three times are? Rivitz Tachas Masoi. Where else does it say Rivitz in the Torah? Le Pesach Chatzos Rivitz. Third time? Rivitz Ben Amishpasoi. So the Balaturim says, what does it mean? If your Ravitz Tachas Masoi, you got the Yitzhahara, his Mamish, he's sitting on top of you, like he does to all of us. He sits on top of us, he makes himself really, really heimish. The Pesach Hatas Ravitz, says the Pasuk. The Yitzhahara is Ravitz on you. Good to Tzorus. Moshchei le Beis HaMedrash, take him to the Beis HaMedrash, the Ravitz Bin HaMishpasoi. Ravitz Bin HaMishpasoi, that says by Yitzhahara. Ravitz Bin HaMishpasoi. Take him to the Beis HaMedrash. You're right, it's Tachas Masoi. The Yitzhara is driving you crazy. Moshchei le Beis HaMedrash. Tell the Yitzhara, come to you to the Beis HaMedrash. I heard once they say, what's Pshat? take him to the base of Edish. Take him to the base of Edish. When you get to the door, he'll already leave you. He'll stay outside.
Oh, but I want to say a vot in the Balaturim. What's this Gezira Shav over here? Ruivitz, Ruivitz.
He found twice where it says
Ruivitz Tachas Masoy. To make a Ruivitz Bein HaMishpasoy
into the base of Edish. Pshat is,
maybe one can say, this was Nitzchadish Lichroida starting the day.
Maybe one can say Pshat is like this. The Yitzhahara is Ruivitz Tachas Masoy, meaning you feel all the tigers of the Yitzhahara are so strong.
They're so strong. He makes everything look so geschmack. He makes everything look so grand. And the person has tigers. And the person is born with tigers. And the tigers are telling him, I want to do it, I want to do whatever I want to do, whatever it is. Says the Balaturim, he's Ruivitz Tachas Masoy, you don't know the way out.
The answer is Ruivitz Bein HaMishpasoyim. Take him to the Beis HaMedrash. Never mind in the Beis HaMedrash.
Len a shtikul gemara, a shtikul geshmaka, a geshmaka thing on the parasha, whatever it is. That geshmakkeit will cancel out this whole Ruivitz Tachas Masoyim. The whole Ruivitz Tachas Masoyim, the whole thing, where you're crouching there under the burden of the Yitzhak will go away. Because this geshmakkeit of learning, it cancels out all the other geshmakkeits. Bemis is the two geshmakkeits taka don't go together, it's a total clash. So one's got this geshmak of Ruivitz Tachas Masoyim, the Yitzhar is giving a piss and so much leisure tigers, he wants to break himself away. He doesn't know how to, and it's a big fight, the Yitzhar is very strong. The Yitzhar is very strong, he was by a person already when he was born.
The Yitzhar came when he was bar mitzvah, so he's 13 years old by a person more experienced. So it is, Ruivitz Bein HaMishpasoyim,
Melem Darayin Abis HaMedrish, Umelik Delanen, Agashmak Avot, Agashmak Achidish, Agashmak Ashtikl. That geshmak cancels out
the geshmakkeit of
the Yitzhara. Shane, I had another vot, but I think it's always better to finish a bit early. They should call me another time, and they'll remember that I finish now 2.5 minutes early. I wish all of you a bracha. Thank you very much for being mechabed me to speak here. I very much enjoyed it myself, and I wish everyone bracha v'atzlacha.
The vision of his youngest son, with bar mitzvah, the vision asked him, the Shatana, how did you overcome the Yitzhara till now?
Yeah.
So, from the Zook, so I'm sad, I'm sad, I'm sad.